It's 14 past six on Breakfast. Mark Katz is Professor of Government and Politics at George Mason University in Virginia. He spent decades studying Yemen and terrorism. He joins us now. Mark Katz, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We now know broadly the extent of US phone surveillance around the world. But do we know anything more about what exactly the United States has discovered in these phone intercepts between the head of Al-Qaeda overall, Al-Zawahiri, and the head of Al-Qaeda operations in Yemen?
It seems that all that's been publicly released is that there was a phone conversation and that Mr. Al-Zawahiri urged Mr. Al-Wuhashi to launch some kind of attack. But we don't know exactly how Al-Wuhashi responded, whether he was gung-ho, whether he was reluctant, whether he said, mind your own business, or whether he said, in exchange for what. So it's a little frustrating. Basically, the U.S. has done this, I think, to let these guys know that we can listen to you, and if we can listen to you, we can probably find you.
The U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said, "We are concerned about a threat stream indicating the potential for terrorist attacks against U.S. persons or facilities overseas, especially emanating from the Arabian Peninsula." Mark, what's a threat stream? Can you decode that for us?
You know, I think what they just want to avoid another Benghazi, and so, you know, as the phrase is, they're exercising an abundance of caution. But I think it is a little sad, you know, as the Yemeni embassy in Washington issued a press release on August 6th, and what they said was the evacuation of embassy staff serves the interests of the extremists and undermines the exceptional cooperation between Yemen and the International Alliance Against Terrorism. So I do think it's something of an overreaction, and as your previous speaker indicated, those embassies are going to have to open back some point. Otherwise, it's the terrorists have won, haven't they?
Well, that's true. I guess you say overreaction, but then look how what happened in Benghazi when they underreacted, some would say. I've seen some wire reports suggesting that Yemeni intelligence services have discovered, this is a quote, that dozens of Al-Qaeda members had arrived in Sana'a over the past few days in preparation for the implementation of a large plot. So this is building a case around what was allegedly heard in these telephone intercept conversation. So if that is true and that is confirmed, then that's real action that the US is responding to in real time.
Yeah, that would certainly make sense, but I would hope that that there is a relationship to be maintained, and that Yemen is a real country with real people with real aspirations, and that we want to have good relations with them. We don't want to treat them like they're lepers, it seems to me.
Can we go back to this intelligence source and this some kind of electronic conversation, presumably some kind of phone conversation intercepted? Are you surprised by that? You know, we know Osama bin Laden avoided electronic communication at all costs.
Yes, that did surprise me. Bin Laden was very careful, and he would wait months, to correspond back and forth on paper, or his people carrying verbal messages, anything to avoid electronic communication. And the fact that Al-Zawahiri, knowing this, is making phone calls. Presumably, he's aware that these can be picked up, or else he's become fairly reckless. That they need some kind of high profile, high publicity action, and they're willing to take, to suffer some kind of risk in order to take it. Or maybe he simply underestimated what the U.S. could do. I imagine that they're rather surprised right now that that their phone conversation has been intercepted and publicized.
And do you think that was the U.S. tactic here in making so public its knowledge? Is it trying to disorient Al-Qaeda, make it question just how much the authorities in America know?
I believe so. Certainly that the people in Al-Qaeda must be wondering exactly that. In other words, do they have a leak in their ranks? We would love them to think that, by the way, turn on each other. If this is what we're saying we know, are there other things that we know that we're not seeing? I think that they have to be very concerned.
We're speaking with Mark Katz. He's Professor of Government Politics at George Mason University in Virginia. You're listening to Breakfast.